welcome to the 801 Reviewed. This is your host, Izora. And speaking with me today are
Alyssa,
Kit,
Aaron.
And today we are continuing with our Tapas segment, and we are going to talk about Dirty Vibration. Tapas has some mature titles, and Dirty Vibration is one of their actual mature titles. As we briefly touched on our Breathless recording, there is a loophole to get the 18 plus titles on your app. Unfortunately, if you just look on your app of Tapas, which if you don't have the app, go download it right now. But if you're on your app and you try and look up Dirty Vibration, fun fact, you won't find it because Apple and Android and Google, they have restrictions on what can be shown on apps. And unfortunately, mature BL titles don't fit that description. So in order to get around the loophole, what you have to do is you can download the app, go on your computer and go to the Tapas website, log in, and subscribe to the comic. Subscribe to Dirty Vibration, subscribe to Knock on Wood, subscribe to any of their mature titles. And then when you go on your app, you shall see it on under your subscriptions, under your subscribe titles. And that's the loophole to see the Dirty, Dirty Mature comics on your app.
And you know, the more you subscribe to the mature comics, the more likely they are to get more mature comics. So, helps out everyone.
Definitely, definitely. A little about the mature titles, especially Dirty Vibration, you do pay with ink. You'll get a couple of free episodes and then it'll start being paid for ink. Ink is really easy to get. You can either buy it from the ink store or you can play games. I actually play games. I played this pirate game at one point and got 6,000 ink. And each episode is about 300. So that game got me pretty far in the comic and I was able to continue and finish this. So definitely play some games, watch some videos, even buy some ink. It all helps show how much you love the mature titles, which means we might get more. All right, so let's get into Dirty Vibrations. And like always, we're going to start our podcast without any spoilers. So for those of you who just want to see what this is about, stick around until I announce the spoiler zone, and then definitely check out the comic before you listen to that second half. We will be spilling the ending and all of that good stuff about the comic, so if you haven't read it, don't listen to the spoiler zone section, which will be about halfway through. And so, Dirty Vibration. Already, you have to love the title, right?
Oh my god, it's a selling point, honestly. Tells you exactly what you're about to get into, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, there's a reason that this was, like, the only one that I read out of the bunch we got assigned. It's like, I'm going to start, because I didn't know how much time, because we had, like, a week, and it was during FujiCon. I was like, well, I'm just going to start with what I think is going to be the most surefire hit for me.
And guess what? It was.
Yes.
It delivers on its promise.
Mm-hmm.
Dirty Vibration, the characters in Dirty Vibration, the main character is Young. He is the manager of the character Noe, who is his childhood best friend in a way. They grew up together. They went to school. Noe is a famous actor or model.
He does kind of everything, which is, I mean, in Korea, if you do one thing, you wind up doing the rest of them anyway. So he started off as a model, but then he gets a job in a drama and appears on, you know, TV shows. So he's famous.
Yes, he is famous. What ends up happening is Noe downloads this app on Young's phone and he thinks it's a cute, funny app, that it's hilarious. Noe doesn't understand. Young gets a message from the app. The message tells him, kiss the person next to you. Basically, if he doesn't, the app says that something bad's going to happen to him. So the next day, he has an interview where he has to go talk to someone, and he sleeps through his alarm. And of course, the first thing little Young thinks is, oh my god, it's because of the app. And so then, of course, he has to follow the commands of the app. And more starts happening where the commands up the ante and they have to do things or else they might be killed. They might be killed in a car crash. They don't know. They might be ruined. And so that is the basic storyline is, oh no, this app is controlling our lives. What do we do?
I guess we gotta fuck. Oh no.
We gotta fuck.
I mean, that's really, if you want to sum it up in one sentence, it's, oh no, we have to sleep together. What do we do with that?
That just
tone.
Sounds like a bad porno. Oh no, I'm out of money. Oh no, however shall I pay you for the pizza? Like, what?
I mean, honestly.
I mean, like.
We kind of are. I mean, otherwise, it's not a bad porno, like, plot-wise, but I mean, yeah, it's a porno.
All right. Some of the trigger warnings I will give. So clearly we have dubious consent. We have a lot of kink. Voyeurism. There's almost somophilia at one point. Almost. They wake up. I can tell you that Dirty Vibration is, of course, because of all of the sex scenes, it is one, if not the top comic on the mature titles on Tapas, and who can blame them? Some of the tropes we have are friends to lovers, fake dating, forced sex, blackmail, and obviously miscommunication. All right, so first question I have for y'all. What made you start reading this title? Obviously for me, it was the sex toys in the cover. I was like, it's kinky, I gotta read it.
Yeah, I like I mentioned earlier that the title really stood out to me, especially in a list of five random Korean webcomics, webtoon type things, which I had not really delved into that in, gosh, since Killing Stalking, maybe. I think the opening scene, which, I mean, they jump back in time after a while, but the opening scene where it's like a public sex scene really definitely like set the tone for me. So I think that having done that first chapter, I was like, okay, definitely, like I'm okay with this. So, of course, I'd be okay with it, but, like, it intrigued me enough to keep reading.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the title, like, you can't beat something that tells you, hey, this is a BL webcomic called Dirty Vibration. Like, I already know what I'm about to get into, so let's see what I'm really about to get into. But, yeah, that first scene, ever since I was a wee Fujo back when I was 15, 16, one of the first mature mangas I read was one called Skyscrapers of Oz, and you probably won't ever be able to find it again. That also had a public sex scene on the train, and I don't know, if this were the guilty pleasure episodes, I might say that's a guilty pleasure of mine. So when they started on that note, I was like, oh, well. This was made for me. Let's just dive right in.
It really doesn't like beat around the bush. It's kind of like, this is where we're going to go.
Yeah. It's like, hey, guess what you're in for? It's sex.
I actually read Player Heart Player, which is super wholesome and slow burn, which was the first thing I got introduced when I learned about Tapas. And I can't remember, someone else in the group told me, after I was saying, oh, Player Heart Player is really cute, but it's very, like, tame. They're like, no, you should read Dirty Vibration. So I did, and I'm like, total 180. Got my wholesome sweet, and then the other side.
I gotta say, like, the mature section of Tapas does not play around. If you go from, like, reading one of their non-mature titles, which some of the ones they assign to us are, you know, just regular 15+, and then you go into that mature section, pretty much with most of them, that first chapter is going to give you exactly what you're looking for.
I mean, I think what's interesting is, like, in a lot of BL, and even in webcomics, the romance slowly builds, they fall in love, and then you get to the spicy stuff. But this one is interesting. The romance aspect is actually secondary. They have sex way before they're in love with each other. Kind of a twist.
You get your payoff early.
Yeah, and it was, I mean, I guess if, like, that's what you're reading for, which... Spoiler, I was reading for that.
You don't say.
Yeah, and it's like, look, I'm on a compressed timeline here, and I've got to get something done, and it's like, I'm at least going to get the one that's going to give me the biggest payout, so. It's a certain marker of quality, too, because if you can get to the sex scenes and they're still, like, holding up, they're well-drawn, because having read a lot more, there's a lot of variance in quality. You get to, like, the sex scene, it's like, ah, anatomy. This one at least proved worthy of it. So this one, I was pleasantly surprised, did hold up. So again, that first chapter really helps set the bar.
I think also I feel really spoiled now with webcomics because they're all in color. After reading manga for so long, I expected, okay, we get a few color pages, then we'll probably get a black and white comic. And it's like, nope, it's all color, bitch. And I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, this is pretty faithful for like traditional Korean webtoon, which as in, like an artist, I'm just like, ah, oh, this takes so much time. The dedication, and it holds up page after page. Like the quality doesn't really drop. Wow, the amount of effort.
I did enjoy it gives you the sex you want but still having quality and a plot and characters you care about.
So speaking of characters, what was your favorite character from Dirty Vibration? I would have to say mine is Dobin, just because he's precious and a moron in a different way, in a good way.
Surprise, surprise. I like Noe because he was a blonde, and I also imagined him looking like this one guy from Monsta X. I'm so embarrassed! But that's how, like, I guess the beauty of, like, when you're reading a Korean webtoon, especially if you, like, listen to K-pop, you can easily see, too, like, how they would look like in real life, and I just imagined him looking like this one guy I really like from Monsta X.
That's so fantastic.
Yeah, that's what I was like. Because normally I don't go for, like, top characters, right? Like, but he was blonde, so I kind of had to. So.
I mean, I think we all expected that from you.
Yeah, I'm not surprised in the least.
Didn't disappoint. Consistency. No. This is what you need in somebody, is consistency. So, I'm not a flip-flopper.
I mean, that's true. I mean, at this point, you've got our fans who already, like, have you down-packed. Like, they know exactly what you're here for and can guess on Twitter. It's fantastic. For me, I'm kind of torn because, like, I do love Tobin, but also I have to give it up for Young because he's sassy. He can be a little shit to Noe in the best ways, you know, give him some attitude when he doesn't expect it, especially because he's just got a really good personality. So funny, but Tobin, baby, sweet baby boy.
Young was my favorite because he was so adorkable, and I always feel sort of camaraderie with characters have anxiety to the point of dumbness. I'm sleeping with this guy. Does he even like me? And this is after they've had many, many interactions where it seems kind of obvious. So that was really, I guess I kind of related to him. He was my favorite.
Also, the fact he doesn't seem to really have very many skills and is yet a manager. Like, I was just like, I mean, I guess, like, his game must be real good because he sure is doing nothing and getting paid to stay here. I just was in awe of his gig economy skills. The true, like, hustler out there.
I kind of always had the headcanon that Noe just hired him as a pity hire and he actually has a real manager and never told him.
Oh, 100%.
No, that's what I thought because I was like, this guy is not acting as a manager. Like, he's doing nothing manager-like. I don't know what the industry's like, but I've watched enough idol anime to know that, like, producers and managers do things. Like, he's looking for another job. Like, that should tell you how good he is.
I love that he's knowingly looking for another job, and he has, like, told Noe this. But, I mean, I guess Noe also probably was like, this bitch ain't gonna pass any job interview. He's useless without me. It's fine. Whatever. But, like, I will say, like, at this point with as many Korean BL webcomics as I've read, a lot of the tropes have them where one of the characters hires their friend and it is usually out of pity. It's actually, on the one hand, really sweet of Noe. But on the other hand, you also know that he straight up at the very first thought of it was like, oh, this dumbass is never going to find anything. I gotta do something.
Yeah. You're the best friend of a celebrity and they bankrolling him essentially like, I'm just going to pay you to just like sit around their house and like talk to them. I mean, that sounds great.
I mean, why the hell not? Like, sign me the fuck up. Like, And if it, and yeah, it was definitely like, oh, well, we're going to, I think the agency reasoned putting Young on the payroll because they were like, well, he's the only one that can deal with the Noe's anger problem. We'll just let him be a manager. And then I think, like you said, Melissa, there is a secret manager for realsies hiding that they never reveal. Because, yeah. Like...
Yeah, who's probably paid way less.
Yeah, like, there's somebody who's actually doing the real work of, like, scheduling all these photo shoots and getting him, you know, his interviews. And then they, like, email it to friggin' Young. And he's like, oh, hey, did you know you have a photo shoot? Like,
right?
Buddy. Yeah, Young has a lot to be thankful for in Noe.
The mature version of Tapas. We did talk about the art and stuff, but how do you feel on a scale to mild to spicy? Do you feel about the mature version?
Yeah, it definitely seemed a little bit more modeled after Arrow BL. My impression of somebody who drew it is read something probably contemporary or comes out of like a newer generation of artists who might be more comfortable with that. Also, I think that in the context of BL, sex toys is like salacious. And so when I see like the sex toys, it's a very easy way to like up the sexy factor.
What do you think about the glowing cones? I know they have to have the censorship, but I don't think they really take away too much. They aren't as distracting as, like, some censorship I've seen.
Well, like, I've read a lot of mature content on Tapas, and I'm going to compare it to, like, one of my favorites, which is Banana Scandal. Yeah, there were cone of lights in, like, the beginning, but in the most recent chapters of Banana Scandal, you see dick! I mean, it's not like a fully detailed dick, but it's flesh colored. It's not a cone of light because I had taken just a break from Dirty Vibration just to kind of binge it since it was getting close to ending. So I'd been reading Banana Scandal and then finally went back to binge Dirty Vibrations and honestly was kind of thrown off by the cone of light because I was like, oh, shit, that's right. It's still technically censored.
Well, in BL manga, like, clearly Sublime is now being able to release some fully uncensored versions, which are uncensored in the US and they were censored in Japan. So they're working with what an artist had originally drawn, and we're very lucky for that. And there's so much more of a trend to redraw for scanlation groups now that it is a little bit, I don't want to say difficult, but it's definitely odd for me to see the glowing cones of light because I think I've forgotten that sometimes they exist. And sometimes in scans, too, I'm having a hard time knowing if it was redrawn unless somebody is putting like a, hey, we redrew it. It was definitely a little bit odd for me, but I don't think it bothered me as much. When the comic is full color, you're getting so much more about like their bodies that the cone didn't, it wasn't taking away as much as if it was in black and white. But when it's in color, it helps you form the image so much more fully that you're able to then see from an art perspective, at least.
You can tell who's who when you've got a little bit of color.
Yeah, that also is really important because sometimes they'll have like slightly different skin tones or something like that. But when it's black and white, it's like, dude, I gotta see your face or your hair.
Are you the white-haired one or the black-haired one?
Yeah, or like super different body types. And in this case, one guy is much, much smaller. So,
well, today on Twitter, somebody retweeted, they just have like scene from a manga. It took me longer than it should have to realize there were three people having sex because there were so many limbs. I didn't know what was happening. Just there's so much going on and it's all the same color basically. And I was like, oh shit, there's a third one in there. But yeah, in these fully colored comics, it's a lot easier to understand how they're doing it.
I felt it gave the appropriate amount of sexy detail. Like there's been like really close ups in some uncensored manga I've read that was a little too much for me, and this was like just right, perfect spiciness.
Yeah, better to have a cone of light than like maybe a poorly drawn dick. I don't know, sometimes doujinshi or like those types of BL manga, I see what you're saying, Aaron, about like I like it, but do I really like it that much? Like that you're like, you're somewhat uncomfortable because it's like, I still don't actually like dicks in real life. So it's this like fine line of like when it's going to become too real and I'm going to have to like peace out.
I do think that they could maybe graduate up to the censorship where it's just that little line over like the tip. And like, that would be totally okay. Like, oh, look, it's censored. Wink. Like, I definitely don't know what this is thanks to that thin line. Wink.
Yeah, it's like, heaven forbid we see like some foreskin or something. Like, that's what it seems. I don't know. It's weird when they do that.
It, like, yeah, I mean, like you said, you don't want it, like, so heavily detailed that you're like, my God, that's a penis. Like, you want enough where you're like, oh, yeah, I know what that dick's about to do. You know? Like, there's a vibe. Oh, my God.
Did we lose you?
I'm just seeing, like, 2001 Space Odyssey. He walks out and he's like, my God, that's a penis.
Like, there is, like, a definite difference between penis and dick. Like, if you think about it, like.
No, I know. I can, like, already picture exactly the difference. And it involves, like, Gay Komi and Doujinshi and, like, BL manga artists who probably never seen one.
Right? And that's, you know that that's actually the real difference is like people who have seen it in real life mm-hmm. in front of them versus, I kind of know what this is. This is fine.
Yeah, because if Japanese pornography is always so like pixelated, how do these people actually know what it looks like? Like, do they just, I guess like life drawing classes or like, are there books that float around of like, hey, here's how you draw it, or do they get around censorship? I don't know. It really, this is something that like, myself as a lesbian, I also face these problems of like, how do you draw these things? And I just don't because I can't draw them well and I don't want to research. So
so what do you think about Noah and his friendship with Young? Do you feel like Noah had feelings for him before the start of the comic?
I mean, like, they hint about that all along. Like, how do you not have feelings if you're having, like, the doki doki? I get that they're young, but it's like you would think that you'd put two and two together. On some level, he's got to have legitimate sexual attraction, because if he did not have sexual attraction, not that he couldn't get it up. There's biological responses, but, like, he wouldn't keep doing this so willingly. Like, there's, I know there's, like, a gun to their head metaphorically, but I just have to believe if you really don't have that kind of attraction that you would voice it in some way, or because they keep kind of coming up with reasons to, like, do it or prolong it, or you're going beyond what they're asking. It's like, once it's becoming more regular and you're not being prompted, yeah, dude, you got feelings. Definitely seemed like he had them all along.
Yeah, I think Young being the only one to keep him calm and cool. Obviously, yeah, that could be a thing where, oh, we were just such good friends, like, you've always been for me, there for me, bro, but, like, come on. But I do think Noe, he realized much early on that, oh, shit, I sure do like this guy, and then it took fucking, God, Young, God damn it took you so long. But sometimes you're just really oblivious to it, then a, well, it can't be true, and I'm gonna protect myself by just assuming it's not true. And also, I just don't think that hard.
Yeah, there. I mean, if they've up until now thought they were straight and then they're having these feelings towards another guy, like, I can understand the existential crisis of your sexuality. But it was also just, well, if you've had these thoughts about girls and then you're suddenly having about guys, that should tell you what it is.
You know, it's true. I think Noe, at least from the flashbacks, it's clear that he's had feelings for a long time. And Young's just, like, super high-powered oblivious.
Okay, but, like, in Young's defense, Nohei is a dick to him sometimes, so I would also probably be on edge of, like, okay, this bitch is tricking me. He's playing a prank. That's Nohei's personality. He's like, I'm gonna fuck with him because it's fun.
That's why he downloaded the app. Just to fuck with him.
Yeah, he went on his phone, like, not even his own phone. He took Young's phone and is like, I'm gonna put this app on there. Like, bro, you're such a dick.
I was 90% certain at the beginning that the app was all him. Just because what he was doing, his attitude, that he was in control of it somehow. I didn't know how, but I was convinced.
Which that was actually my next question. So yeah, that was one of your first theories.
Yeah, I'm like, it's got to be him. It has to be, because he was the one who started it, and it seems to be favoring what he wants. So it's got to be him.
So my next question for the other two: when you started reading, what were some of your theories about the app? So Aaron thinks maybe it's Noe. I personally hoped that, just because I'm a sadistic person, I hoped it was someone awful that just wanted to fuck with them and wanted to really screw them up. That's what I wanted.
That went dark.
I surprisingly didn't think of that. I always got the impression that it was, or at least I hoped it was, like, female, and that it was a Fujoshi. Like, I don't know what kind of Fujoshi would have that kind of power, but you think about these rich bitch Fujoshi types, like in Kiss Him Not Me, because they have balance unlimited on, like, Fujoshi points. You know, like, that it's that kind of crazy thing, and I just was really hoping that it's, like, somebody who literally is just doing it because she wants to. But she can.
I was in between two schools of thoughts. The first one being, like, yeah, it was a rabid Fujoshi / stalker fan. My other thought was, like, maybe kind of do this breaking the fourth wall, and the whole time it was us, the reader, because this is what we really wanted to see. Gasp, you know. Just with the answers the app gave, I guess it would be real sadistic to make us the ones, because, like, there is that point the app essentially threatens to kill them. This is a death game now.
I might threaten to kill him, but I wouldn't actually do it. There's a difference.
Yeah, to say, because, like, you got to really get them to do it. So if you tell them and you make them believe it.
Which it isn't hard with Young.
No, that boy is so gullible. God, what a... He's cute, okay? It's fine. He can get away with these ultimate levels of stupidity because he's cute.
Yeah. So my next one is, a wild Dobin appears. What do you think of the rival trope coming into play? And any love triangle thoughts? I'm not a huge fan of triangles, but I have to forgive them, because Dobin is just adorable.
He's a puppy and he deserves to be loved, okay? I loved the introduction of Dobin. I do enjoy that tropey shit of, like, introducing the rival. Okay, first off, he has a phobia. He already won my heart, so he's claustrophobic, and that's how Young first meets him, is in the elevator, and scares the hell out of Dobin, and God, this is gonna sound terrible. I love broken characters. Yep. There, it's out there. I also really enjoyed the trope, too, where he looks scary, but he's just a big old puppy.
Yeah, I think that was an interesting twist, because normally when you think about them introducing a rival, like, he's going to have to be on par with Noe. He's going to have to be equally aggressive, equally attractive. It's testing his faithfulness, and almost in a way, like, the semi character conjures it up. Look, you don't have to get this jealous, but you're just obviously trying to see if he's really going to still love you. But it was interesting because Dobin wasn't the super aggressive. I mean, he's, like, more of a cinnamon roll coming in. It was a different twist. I'm not a huge fan of the rival stuff. Like they're upping the ante with, you could die if you don't do these things. But I guess they still need some kind of drama in another way. It was heightening the drama with having somebody else who is interested meant that he could potentially find out about them while they're keeping it a secret that they're together, like the fake dating or hidden romance type aspect. So I liked it in that regard.
I felt like when they brought Dobin in, and it for a minute seemed like he was interested in both, I was like, are we about to have a threesome? Because, like, he's a perfect middle. That's really where I thought it was gonna go for a little bit. You know, he was a seke. He was the perfect switch.
Yeah, it seemed in a way Dobin would be really good as a friend for Young, but then it gets into the whole thing of, like, well, is Young allowed to have friends outside of Noe? Like I don't like that trope in BL where it's, like, one of my biggest pet peeves in any kind of relationship. You can't have friends outside of the relationship, but, like, you'll have to be your own people. And so that's what I didn't like. It bothered me, Noe's reaction to a lot of things.
Yeah, I do hope that in the end, Noe is able to be, like, you can have other friends, because you're right. Like, that's a super toxic trait in any person, where it's like, we must spend every moment together. I am your world. Only us exist. Like, sometimes you just want to go out for bubble tea with your gay BFF and talk shit, you know?
Yeah, like, your whole world can't be who you're dating. Your identity shouldn't be wrapped up in them as a person. For me personally.
Yeah, yeah, I would see it as very toxic, but here's hoping that's not the case. Let him have friends, Noe.
That leads us to our spoiler zone! Beep, 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 beep,
beep. Every time I'm gonna do that.
Every time, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
I love it. All right, so we are about to get down and dirty with Dirty Vibration on all of that tea that happens in the second half. We are going to spill the beans, so if you have not finished the comic, please go read the comic, unless you just like being spoiled, and then we will spoil you. So I just gotta say, the most angry I've ever been at Young in this whole webcomic was when he didn't buy the lotto ticket.
Oh my god, yes! When the freaking app's like, here it is, here are the numbers, you could win, and it's like, I'm not even gonna test it. They're like, spend the $5.
That's like a safe test to do. It's not even like you're gonna write somebody's name in a death note and just see if they die.
Yeah! Like, it's no. The like least lethal perk to test a fucking death game app.
Yeah, like, worst case, you don't win. Best case...
worst case, you lose, like, a dollar.
You maybe get the money to, like, get out of your abusive situation because of the guy you've been living with, like...
I was so angry.
I don't know if he thought that maybe, like, the more you get out of it, the higher the risk.
No, he wasn't thinking that far ahead.
No, I just think he's that stupid.
Yeah, he's dumb. Pretty, but dumb.
I mean, he had, like, a really simple thing, like, just kiss him, and he decided to not. But game is telling me, like, I could die if I don't do something. I'm sure as heck gonna, like, try to do it as long as it's not hurting somebody else.
Right. Like, I'd just be like, sorry, I gotta do this, and then kiss, you know, the person next to me.
I mean, because they got hung up on that for so long about, like...
Yeah, like...
It was just like kissing or whatever. I'm like, just do it. They didn't get you straight up to do sex. Like,
yeah, they didn't ask you to bend over.
It did escalate afterwards, but like, it's not like the first thing it's asking you. Like, come on.
Special.
He's cute. That's, we just got to remind ourselves that.
So, how did your theories about the app change from your initial impressions as the story progressed? My key moment to realize that I was not gonna get some sort of sadistic, like, I hate you rival in the business was when the app got bored with him and I was like, oh, never mind. A sadistic killer wouldn't get bored. They'd take action.
I mean, you're right.
I mean, that's true. Like, is the goal to kill them or is the goal to see them, like, do stuff? And if you're just wanting to see people do stuff, you would probably move on. But if you want them dead, you just kill them after a while. Like, you put them through torture, you know?
He also let him switch the app over to Dobin. And I was like, if you're gonna do that, you're obviously some kind of kind in there. Like, I don't see an ulterior motive. The better motive would be to keep it with Young so that... he has to then kiss random people and make Noe jealous, but that's not what happened. So that was my clue that my theory was wrong.
I like what ends up happening with the app answer, but I like these theories of like, it was a fangirl, because if we had that kind of power.
Oh my god, yes. I know there are fangirls who would do this to BTS. It would happen.
I mean, you write. They write the fanfic, so listen. I mean, there's probably a Dirty Vibration AU for a BTS fanfic. I mean, and if there's not, there is now because I've put it out there in the world.
Yeah, but there's plenty of like actual real life gay couples now that are commodifying their lives for like profit that you can easily find people who are genuine and willing to sell themselves. So thankfully we do not have to resort to these kinds of death games because people are already willing to do this kind of stuff for us for our money. So
we're putting the warning out there to all you really thirsty fans. You don't gonna threaten people with death. They'll do it for cash. They'll do it for cash. Just give them some money. But I'm gonna be real. I was always curious, like, what or who the app was. But there got to be a point, like, after it got bored with them, I felt panic. Like, no, no, let them go back to fucking each other. So, like, I kind of forgot about caring about what it was. I was just like, hey, go back to making them doing dirty things.
No, they can't not fuck.
Right? They can't. What do you mean they're not gonna fuck anymore? How dare you betray me like this? I signed up for something and you are gonna deny me? I'm here for one thing and one thing only. But can we go back to them, you know, doing some kind of lewd things for, you know, their life on the line? Whatever.
I liked that drama.
I really, yeah, like, honestly, I kind of hope, and this probably won't happen just given what direction the epilogue's taking, but I would love for there to be just, like, extra bonus chapters or something of just more wild shit the app, like, randomly makes them do, like, in between. Because, like, maybe we could get those in full episodes, please. Just, you know, bonus chapters. I'll give you all the ink for that.
I had another theory that somebody might have had, like, an alternate personality and that they were subconsciously causing this to happen, which I could see, but it didn't go that way either.
Oh, like a Haruhi Suzumiya situation where it's like somebody is inadvertently God. Like, if one of us, our thoughts suddenly became the law of the land, like, that is a scary power to have.
That is a very scary power to have. Oh my god, a Fujoshi version of Haruhi. Somebody make that.
Actually, yeah, 10 out of 10 would read.
Like, Young or Noe's repression was so deep that they formed a second personality that was doing this somehow.
Oh, I've read that BL before. I actually know one just like that.
I love that we have that as a response to things. Like, oh, I've read that BL before. Somebody yeah. says something outlandish, and it's like, oh, yeah, I've read that.
But I dropped the Noe theory early that he was knowingly doing it. But then I moved on to my, oh, the subconscious or the, like, somehow the repression in them is second personality kind of thing.
Yeah, the whole Noe becoming Liam Nelson and being like, I'm going to hunt you down and I'm going to find you, sort of broke that theory of, well, maybe it's him. No, it's definitely not him. I just love when he got all serious, but he gave up so quickly when his manager was like, nope, we don't know who it was. He was like, well, that's it. Really?
Guess we'll never know.
What did you think when Young was afraid that Dobin and Noe were dating?
I mean, the initial thought was, oh, you dumbass.
Yeah, it's like, okay, you have no faith in your guy, but also it was interesting because you've got two characters who you wouldn't normally put together. It seemed like it was going to be set up so Young and Dobin would be trying to do something, but then it was that interesting dynamic of having a switch character who could be either, so it was an interesting twist. But it's like, no, we're both going to think that this guy's after somebody else.
I loved that Noe, right after the Sunday episode where they have to share the Sunday together because the app tells them to, I liked that Noe, after Young comes to him and he's like, oh my god, you were sharing a Sunday with him. Noe's like, okay, stop right here. Wait, if you're jealous, which clearly you're jealous, what do you think that means? Think about that for a little while. I'm gonna go over here. I was like, thank you.
It was like, I really did appreciate Noe just kind of being like, bitch, really? It takes that? That's it? That's all it takes? Like, that was...
It's a fucking Sunday.
Yeah, like... Sometimes you order the couple's parfait because it sounds amazing.
And you get a deal.
But you gotta share it. Yeah, and you get a deal and you gotta share it with someone. Like, shit happens. Thought it was hilarious, obviously, getting the Uke all jealous and huffy. And again, love to torture an Uke. Please make them suffer. But when he initially jumped to that, especially with sweet, sweet Dobin, I enjoyed it just for the humor factor, but... Yeah, it was like, come on.
I find the lack of communication an overused trope. But then if they talked, we wouldn't have a plot or a story. So it is what it is.
So much like Tobin, Mr. Han wildly appears and reappears recently in the epilogue parts. We don't know much about him yet. But how do you think and hope he's going to play out? I mean... It's clear, like, right? It's clear that he's going to be Dobin's love. But I like that we're going into that arc and that there's going to be even more story, not to mention that Dobin doesn't really believe the app is a real thing. He's just kind of laissez-faire about it. But he still has the app. He hasn't deleted it off his phone, so I'm really looking forward to the epilogue parts.
Mr. Han, I love the vibe he gives off because everyone is terrified of him because there's this whole rumor of the crazy CEO.
And we don't even know what that's about.
Yeah, like they kind of hint at it and I was like, oh shit, is this going to like interfere? Like, is he going to try and fire Young because he like finds out that they're just payrolling this little dumbass to appease Noe? But no, it was just more to be like, wait for this guy. He's going to be back. We're just going to kind of introduce him, let them have their first run in, and he'll be back. Don't worry.
I'm like, is he going to go Yandere?
Right? Because like all these people were talking like, oh no, the crazy owner is coming. He even like jokes with his assistant about doing something terrible to someone that worked for him. They believed it because of all these rumors. And he's like, I'm just kidding. Like, I let them take vacation. What do I look like, a monster? And it's like, I love that. I love that vibe.
I was like, maybe he's the app writer.
Right? And that, I feel like that could have been, but I mean, given what's happened in the epilogue now, it's like, oh, okay. That would have been great. Like, he's just some rich guy who's just like, I want to see people having sex, so I'm going to fuck with some people now.
It would be an interesting concept on, like, a dating app.
Right?
Like, where he's, like, selecting. It's like he's not doing the test drive himself, but he's watching people do test drives and see who he likes or whatever.
Yeah. Know,
it's very voyeuristic, but it would have been a really interesting twist.
I really do like his character from what we've seen so far, because I just love the whole rumors, and then you actually see him. He look-wise, he's kind of generic handsome Seme, you know, tall, dark, and handsome. Like, it him. The Seme.
So with Dobin, did anyone else want to see him and Young fuck at any point in time?
I mean, I kind of wished that they'd make Young do more things with other people. I wanted Noe to get even more jealous. And I wanted Young to kind of realize even more how much he cared about Noe instead of other people. I don't know. I just kind of like that. I guess it's like a cuckold thing, but I don't know. I like when the uke kind of gets passed around.
That was
me. I wanted that just because I wanted, like, not because I wanted Dobin to get anything. It's just I want Young to get, like, fucked. So.
Oh, no. I'm on the same vein.
Yeah. Like, let him be a slutty uke. I'm here for that.
Like, this app didn't go far enough.
So. Right? And that's why I'm hoping, like, maybe there's some extra bonus chapters. So the idea of Young and Dobin, I love it because I really just want Dobin to get all the love because he's a sweet baby. I don't think they would have ever fucked, but, like, a blowjob scene would have been nice. I feel like with Young, even though it took him a while to realize, like, oh, I'm really only enjoying sex with Noe, I feel like the moment, if they even got close to being about to fuck, Young would be like, wait, no, I can't do this. I can't do this with somebody else. I don't see it ever getting that far, even though I think it would be enjoyable.
Yeah, and Dobin's not going to, like, force him. He's not that type of character, so.
I definitely wanted oblivious Dobin and the app who's bored be like, oh, I know how to make this interesting. So you like Noe. Well, Noe's going to die unless you give a blowjob to the person next to you. And then Young get roped into that.
Again, like Melissa said, pass around the uke.
Yeah.
Let him have to do some things before he gets to be with his one true love.
I was still stuck on the sadistic app at this point.
I just think we have some real kinky taste, y'all. That's what I'm learning about us right now.
I mean, if you look at the types of characters and stories I like, my uke's already come, like, pre-passed around.
Right.
So I have to get this one, like, he has to be broken in, seasoned, if you will. So, you know, little salt bay on that.
Listen, so. The more seasoned they are.
Young's not seasoned enough.
Love it.
So the big reveal at the end that
when they got their wish, when they filled out their completion meters, they were able to ask the app one question, and they were able to delete the app. And the app, basically, they were like, well, I want to know who you are. And then the app was like, oh, well, you can use that as your wish. And he's like, never mind, I wasn't that interested. And then the app tells them anyway, which I think, sassy bitch.
Yes. I loved when they're always like, all right, fine, I don't want to know. And the app's like, wait a second. What? Yes, you do. Hey, I love to see it. Because Noe, like, he knew what he was doing. Although, I also really like, again, we see how clueless Young is, because, of course, he instantly wants to wish for money, because Noe's over here bragging about, like, well, what do you mean? I don't know what to wish for. I already have looks, fame, and money. And little Young is like, well, I want money. Can I wish for that?
He already had his opportunity, and he failed.
Yeah. It's true. I like how Noe was like, bitch, what's mine is yours. Like, that was so romantic, but done in such an unromantic way. You could even see it on Young's face. He was, like, trying to process what that meant. Again, chef's kiss. I love it. It's, what a dumbass. God, every time, it's always the dumb ones I just can't help but love. But yeah, the initial reveal, which we'll say now in the end of the spoiler zone, is it's a Cupid. This whole time, it was mythical creation of Eros. Cupid was just wanting to see people get together, which, that, I think, also has a sweet twist. They're supposed to bring together people who belong together. And so, like, the whole time, Noe and Young were always meant to be. Aww, and that's kind of sweet and sappy. But also, Cupid's, again, if you look at the Greek mythology, most Greek creatures and gods are mischievous little fuckers. So, of course, they're going to do it in the most, like, insane way. Like, ha ha ha, fuck or die.
The Greeks are assholes.
Yeah. Play a death game. Like, if they're really meant to be together, like, do you need a death game for it? I guess they were so stupid they were never going to. Oh, gosh. It just seems, it's pretty far out there.
I mean, if you lived for, like, ever, you would get bored of just seeing people get together. So, like, heighten the stakes a little bit, you know? Put the fear in them.
It definitely seemed like a bored god, like, in terms of the abilities and the, like, things it was doing.
If I was, again, around for forever, I'd probably do the same at that point.
Yeah, it has the same kind of, like, Shinigami vibes that, like, in Death Note, where it's like, well, I was bored, I wanted to see what would happen.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I dropped the Death Note.
It's kind of Ryuk-like, just like if Ryuk was a Cupid and not, like, a death god.
So, to our next question, which is, what are some other titles you would suggest if you like Dirty Vibration?
So, going off of the death game thing, that if you're into the darker aspects of this, you would really enjoy Cast Heaven, because it's forced together, and then the romance is later, like, the sex is the precursor. That one deals a little bit more with, like, kind of, I mean, a cast system, it's in the name. But if you're into the death game aspects, I think it's probably one of the closer ones for this. The other one that really just sticks in my mind for some reason with Dirty Vibration is, it's, at least in terms of, like, the porniness levels, is Don't Be Cruel. And it had that kind of contrast between somebody who's, like, really attractive or good at what they're doing, and then the character who's not like that. So I think there's some parallels, even though Young is not super nerdy like Nemu is. It had the contrast that Don't Be Cruel does, along with the sexiness.
So I've got a few that are, of course, also on Tapas. In the mature section, there is Lack of Love, which, if you enjoy one character being an idol and the other one not so much, but then having to work for him storyline, Lack of Love is going to have that with a lot of spice, a lot of there's no romance in our sex, but oops, we fell in love. And then also childhood best friends, too. Wow, there's way more similarities than I even initially thought. And then Scandalous M, also in the mature section of Tapas, same plot of one character's an actor and he hired his good friend to be his manager because he felt kind of bad for him. And then, oh no, twist, he's got to do other things with another guy and can't tell his best friend, and then is being told he has to fire him. Gasp. So there's, like, kind of that element of blackmail and danger. Oh, danger, but, you know. And then if you just really want a series that pretty much has sex almost every chapter, once more, Tapas, mature section, Banana Scandal. Listen, it is called Banana Scandal, so you should know what you're getting into with that. But that one has the trope cute bottom that really doesn't know what he wants, and then he basically has a top, you know, hitting on him, and then they just do it a lot, and it's very good. And some of those scenes, there isn't a cone of light. It's a dick, but it's not a penis, so. But those, yeah, I think those three are good comp titles on Tapas if you're looking for webcomics. And again, you use that fancy hack of subscribing on the website and you get it on your phone.
Yes. The only one that I really think of, I of course I think of Yarachin because of the number of sex scenes and the kink factor, but it's a little less sexy, but Golden Sparkle on Futakia, because they do have that lack of communication, but he ends up being a power bottom as well. And so he's got sort of that sassiness and the willingness to learn. So Young is always like, I just found out what deep throating is. And his friend's like, what? You just said that over dinner.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
And I get that from Golden Sparkle a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot of similarities. That willingness to learn and just the fact that they were so dumb about sex, and but then it's just like so natural for them.
I love that theme, too, of, like, one character, as soon as they have sex for the first time, they're, like, researching, like, what else can we do? Like, I love that eagerness.
Especially when it's the bottom characters, it's so freeing that you're really taking ownership. You know, like, it's there's nothing shameful about liking being in that position, so it's really nice to see those characters being super, you know, pro-bottom power.
I can't think of the title of the series, but there was one I think on Futakia that was about one of the guys has like a fetish for being smacked and the other guy is can only fall in love with a certain type.
Oh, Kanteki pervert romance. Simplified pervert romance.
Yes. Like if you really enjoyed this one, I think you'd enjoy that one. That has the similar level of spice. It's enjoyable.
All right. Well, thank you guys. We are going to be back next month with another Tapas title, so stay tuned. We are having a lot of fun with these Tapas titles. I hope you are too. I hope you go check out some of our suggestions. And any of the Tapas, any title, even the ones that aren't free, just go to Tapas, download the app, and enjoy yourself. There's so much to be had. And with that, I think we're going to close out. And so we're going to say bye.
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 Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the 801 Reviewed. If you would like to learn more about us, check us out at our website at blgardendfw.com or check us out on Twitter at blgardendfw. If you love this podcast and are considering supporting us, find us on Patreon. And you can get your name on the podcast like Emily Schneider, Crystal Marie, Joey Kiss, Christina Coleman, and Barf Cult. In addition, please consider leaving a 5-star review wherever you listen. We really appreciate every last one of you. Until next time, this is your host, Izora, signing out.